to inspire and reward
billions of business souls
to gamify their life,
to share products and services
they care deeply about,
so they experience
the magical power
of referral marketing.
Welcome to the third episode of season 3 of the Nexen podcast. And today we're going to talk about a very important topic. And today it is about rejection in the direct selling space. Now, rejection is an inevitable part of any sales industry or in life in general, actually. And it can be demotivating and affect self-confidence and maybe even just your drive to move forward with any sales pitch. But it doesn't have to be that way. So today, I'd really love to hear your take on this, Sir Ben, because I know you've been in the industry for so long and you've had so much experience on this. So I'll hand it off to you.
Gail, thank you so much for having me here on the podcast today, season 3, episode 3. It feels so special to be on today. So, you know, this is a fun topic because it's something that we talk about all the time, and there's not a secret sauce, quick, easy fix where, yeah, look at Joanne's life. Like, she's wonderful. She never gets rejected. That's not it. There's some beliefs I'll share, and then a framework I think is really helpful for people here is that there's some beliefs that are important to understand when it comes to how do you handle rejection and direct selling. The first of which is to understand that your opportunity is not for everybody. And so many times people are out there wanting to connect with others, and they're thinking like, oh man, you know, why, I'm feeling rejected. And it's like, well, no, the opportunity is not for everybody. You're just sorting. And that belief of, okay, when I'm out there reaching out to people and connecting, I'm just sorting. They're not rejecting me. This is just not for them, leads to the first rule. And that's learning to handle rejection and not taking it personally. Because when you have the belief that, hey, our opportunity is not for everybody. It's for specific people who see this and resonate with the why and resonate with the causes and the products and the services, and this is a fit for. And if it's not for someone else, no worries. We're still friends. Just have a blessed day. I was just curious if you'd ever explored this before. It changes the energy because it doesn't make it about you inside of them saying no. And then the other part that's really key, you have to remember as people are reaching out and starting new conversations with people, is that they're not expecting your call, right? So whether you're calling or texting or messaging, whatever you're doing, you're interrupting their day. And so sometimes we feel rejection just when someone's like busy, you know, they're in the middle of something, you know, they're dropping their kids off to school, they're having the craziest week of their life, or something crazy is going on in their personal life. And we feel like that is rejection when really it's just the other person being busy. And that leads to the second point that I think is key for everybody. That's what I call reframing rejection as an opportunity for growth. Because as you are going through connecting with others and sharing, right? And you realize, okay, opportunity is not for everybody. It's just for certain people. So I'm just looking for the people it's for as we explore. And the opportunity for growth is, what can I do better to honor others and create curiosity just so that they take an opportunity to think about it? And that's helpful. That's good info, Gail, because if you don't, then you're just going to stay right here in your game, but you can always be progressing if you do the work of just asking the key question. And the last thing I would share is that it's never easy. Like rejection, you'd be a sadist if you said, oh yeah, I just love getting rejected. Oh, it feels so good. It doesn't feel good to be rejected, right? Like, Gail, we like being liked. We're humans. We like being liked. And so the last point, and that I just share with everyone, is you got to develop a positive mindset and be persistent, because you have to just know, okay, this is a part of the game. It's not for everybody. This isn't about me. I'm here just looking for people that love this. Because if you didn't call the 10 people, you wouldn't find the one that says, oh my gosh, thank you for calling today. I was really looking for exactly what you just told me about. And you're just filtering. And so having a positive mindset of hey, it's all right. No worries. Wasn't for them. Next is everything, gang. And you can't wait for that motivation. I'll say that secret I've seen of the big producers in the space who win day in and day out. They don't wait for someone to pep them up or to juice them up. They don't need someone else to come, oh, I need that. No, they just wake up every day and say, you know what? I know what we do is valuable, and I know there's people out there who need it. I'm going to go see who I can serve today. And like that positive attitude Just gratefulness, like, wow, we got some great stuff. Grateful for how we can serve. It opens up the door for so much. So that those are the thoughts I'd share today, Gail, on facing rejection. We all like to be liked. And so you just gotta
Exactly.
decide your perspective each day. Good
Thank
stuff.
you so
Thank
much
you so much
for
for having me out here on the podcast, Gail.
yes, and thank you so much for your insights, Urban. I really loved what you said about how it is part of the game. Remember that rejection is a natural part of the sales process. It's just how we handle determines our success in the industry as well. I think it really defines us as people. And by learning to handle rejection and reframing it as an opportunity for growth and developing a positive mindset and persistence, as you said, can achieve a lot of goals in the direct selling industry. So don't let this rejection discourage you from reaching your potential and your goals, and use it as a stepping stone towards your success. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Any
That's such a
thoughts?
great pick. That's a great picture, Gail. You think about how it's a nat you said it's a natural part of the sales process. And so you got to think about, like, gang, if you just think about a farmer, okay, and a farmer's gonna plant seeds and they're gonna go in the ground, and like some seeds are gonna make it and other seeds aren't,
That's right.
right? Not every seed turns into a plant that produces fruit. You know, some seeds are going to get too much water when it rains, and some seeds are going to get too much sunshine, and some seeds are going to get eaten by a bug or a fox. You know, something's going to it's going to get the seeds, right? So not every
Exactly.
seed's going to make it, and that's just part of the game. And so the farmer doesn't sit there in agony, oh man, look at all the seeds I lost. Like what kind of
Right.
you would never make it as a farmer if you lived that way. You'd be just exhausted from your own agony. Instead, a farmer says, yeah, that's the game. These are the seeds that make it. I'm going to go make sure I collect the harvest. And that picture you shared, Gail, that's such a good one. Like, man, you got to hear that, gang. Be encouraged when you hear that don't let it take you out of the game just because you're not understanding how the game works. That's good stuff, Gail.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you as well, Sir Ben. And thank you for listening to the podcast today. If you're not watching us on LinkedIn, YouTube, or Facebook Live, we are on Spotify, and we are also on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Bye, everybody.
Bye for now.